Friends, roadies, countrymen, and people all over the world, wherever you may be. Yes, it's me, J.E., John Edmund. So glad to be able to talk to you via podcast from the heart of the Limpopo province of South Africa. This week, I would like to tell you about the origins of the regimental march of the British South Africa Police. Yes, the BSAP, as they were known. They were the original police force of Rhodesia and were the embryo and origin of the Rhodesian forces. Yes, they were the very first Rhodesian troopers. This now is the story of how their regimental march came about. Now, the original tune comes from an old English folk song that dates back to the 1640s and came to the USA with the first English settlers. Now let's fast forward to 1806, to East Tennessee. Yep, that's the year and the place where a man called Jesse Chisholm was born. His father was Scottish and his mother was Cherokee, First Nation Red Indian, as they were called. Jesse was a skilled hunter, trader, and trailblazer. Being half Scottish and half First Nation, he understood both cultures and was known for his total honesty and good character. He married a girl of his own type of bloodline called Sanka Kisari McQueen, and they had 10 children. During the American Civil War, being impartial, he worked for both the Confederacy and the Union, as well as the Republic of Texas and the United States government as an interpreter and treaty maker with First Nation tribes. Now let's go to a place south of San Antonio in Texas, where Jesse began carving a trail all the way to Kansas, a distance of 800 miles. The trail went through Indian Territory in Oklahoma, first to Abilene and then to Wichita at a place called Caldwell. Jesse used the trail for transporting buffalo hides, but the cattlemen later used it for 20 years to herd cattle all that way. Those cowboys started herding in the spring, and it took 3 to 5 months to get those long-horned cattle to the railhead. Tough going, all right, through the dust and the rough terrain, doing 15 to 25 miles a day. Now, you're probably wondering what this has to do with the BSAP's regimental march. Well, those cowboys sang lots of songs to keep their spirits up, but the English folk song from 1640 was developed into one called the Old Chisholm Trail, and it was the favorite. They say they had a verse for every mile of that long ride. Now, when the BSAP was formed in 1889, many cowboys from the USA joined their ranks. They were young, experienced horsemen looking for adventure. In fact, some of them were seasoned scouts and trackers that had served in the Apache Wars. The most famous of these men was Frederick Russell Burnham, who, it is said, whilst in Rhodesia, taught woodwork and other skills to Robert Baden-Powell, the founder of the Boy Scout movement. But what about the regimental march of the BSAP? Well, the song, the Old Chisholm Trail, fitted the bill, and it was taught to the Rhodesian troopers by the cowboys and adopted as their regimental march when the band was formed. They called it Kamakai. As a matter of interest, the word kai is a Scottish word for cattle. As a young boy, for my short time that I lived in Scotland, I often heard my cattle farming uncles shouting, "Kamakai, Kamakai," meaning, "Come on, cattle, come on, cattle." That's when they were herding cattle. Kamakai, I'll never forget it. Although I've recorded a vocal version of Kamakai, I decided to write a song about how the song originated. And so the song, The Cowboy and the Trooper, came about. In closing, let me say that if you want to hear any of the songs I've been talking about, they're available on most popular music platforms or available from my website, Many of the songs have videos to match, so don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Till next week, it's adios amigos, tot ziens, farewell, shalom, salagashle, and most of all, slakanaka.